Hello and welcome to the 215 Workman's Podcast. My name is Brother Robert Reynolds. I'm from KJBRD Radio Ministries in Lipa City, Batangas, Philippines. This is the podcast on myself and Brother Landon Dunn, and I appreciate y'all being with us today to hear this message that we have for you, and pray that it's a blessing to you and a help to you. I pray it helps you learn to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. All right, so what I'm going to do today is I made a mistake in this series earlier, you know, a few weeks ago. I labeled the teaching as part four, but then I went ahead and I taught part five. And so that is my fault, and I apologize for that, and thank you so much for your understanding about it. So today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the real part four. Amen? So this is the church, which is his body, part four. And we're going to look at, right here, what is the destination of the church, or of this church, which is his body. All right? So let's go ahead and let's go to First Thessalonians chapter 4, and we'll read verses 13 to 18. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. Starting in verse 13, the King James Bible says this: "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." And then verse 18, "Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." So, our immediate destination does not have earthly geographic borders. Israel's destination is an earthly kingdom. It is a triangle-shaped piece of earth in the Middle East, which was promised to Abraham. They don't have all that land right now, because everybody keeps taking it from them, you know, and you know they're not allowed to build and so forth and expand and whatnot, you know what these countries say, you know, stop your expansion and whatnot, you know. But God gave them that triangle piece of land, and nobody has a right to take it from them. One day they will possess all of that. The destination of the body in Christ, body of Christ, involves a few things. All right, so let's look at those. First of all, number one, The body of Christ destination. A meeting with Jesus. And let me zoom in there so you can see it a little better. A meeting with Jesus Christ in the clouds. All right, so 1 Corinthians 15. 50 to 58. All right. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 15. We already read 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 to 18. So let's go ahead and go there to 1 Corinthians 15. And we'll read 50 to 58 there. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Amen. Praise God. Verse 55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So do you see that there? This is the rapture of the church, the body of Christ. And this will happen at the end of this dispensation, at the end of the church age. It could happen at any day, at any time, at any hour. But I'll say this. We are to not be looking for signs. Blood moons, eclipses, typhoons, earthquakes, volcanoes. Those are not for the body of Christ. Signs are not for the body of Christ. The church. You say, well then, what do we look for then? Well, I'm glad you asked. So what you need to be looking for, you and I, we need to be looking for the Lord to come into the clouds and call us all home by name. But yet, we have an earthquake, the solar eclipse, volcano will erupt, and people will say, signs of the times are everywhere. Get ready. But again, we're not to be looking for signs. Signs are for the Jews. All right? And this rapture here, it is not for the unsaved, those that have not put their faith and trust in Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection. It's not for them. So when the church is raptured out of here to be with the Lord forever, the unsaved will be left behind. And they will go through the 7-year tribulation period. And then if they take the mark of the beast, that's it for them. All right, and so now you have the rapture here. Now let's look at number 2 here. Let me zoom in there. Number 2 is the judgment seat of Christ. All right, and that is found 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 11 to 15, and we'll also look at 2 Corinthians 5, verses 8 to 11. All right. So now let's go. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 3. Verses 11 to 15. And judgment seat of Christ, this is for saved people. All right? So, starting in verse 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he had built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So you see there, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 building materials there. 3 are good, 3 are bad. Use those to build on your foundation, which is Jesus Christ. The good ones, gold, silver, and precious stones. The bad, wood, hay, and stubble. All right, but when we go through this judgment seat of Christ, every person, every saved person, his work will be made manifest. It will be made known. And it will be revealed by fire. And it will be revealed to what sort it is. If a man's work abide, but she had built their barn, he shall receive a reward. Those are the 5 crowns. But if his work burns up, he shall suffer loss. He won't get that crown or crowns. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So there you see that a person cannot lose their salvation. Whatsoever. They just won't get rewards. Right? And not only will our work be judged, you know, that those works from the time we got saved up into now are then, so it's not only those works, but it also be our motive. Why it is what we did that will be judged. So look at 2 Corinthians 5, 8 to 11. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad. Verse 11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. So, the judgment seat of Christ could be a terror for us. Alright, so think about that. Amen? So now, the third. The third destination is the marriage supper of the Lamb. Okay, so Revelation 19, 6 to 10, and then Revelation 7, 9 to 17, and Luke 22, 14 to 30. All right. And I forgot to zoom in there, so please forgive me for that. All right, so let's go to Revelation 19. Revelation 19, 6 to 10. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife had made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, Right blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God. In verse 10, And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of my brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Alright, so now, Revelation 7. Verses 9 to 17. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, and people, Gentiles, and tongues, stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. One of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. Verse 17. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. So, the supper which follows the consummation of the marriage will take place on earth at the second advent. Okay? Look at Luke. Luke 22. This is a little bit long, so please bear with me. Luke 22, verses 14 to 30. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof, until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and said, Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine, until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayed me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. And there was also a strife among them which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said to them, The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them. Nay, they exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth, is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me. Verse 30, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes. Of Israel. Amen. Now, number four. Number four is a reign with Christ on earth. All right, so let's look at 2 Timothy 2:12. And then we'll look at Titus 1:16. All right. All right, let me go on Esword there. And then we'll look at 2 Timothy. And chapter 2, verse 12. All right. Verse 12 said, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. All right, so this reign with Christ, it is an earned reward. Okay, it won't be given to everybody. You have to earn it. Okay, and how do we earn it? We earn it by suffering for the Lord. Okay? So notice that. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If is a condition. Okay? If we deny him, he also will deny us. So now you ask, how can a saved person deny Christ? Look at Titus 1:16. Titus 1:16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Notice reprobate there. That you have re, do it again. Probate, probation. Rejected to be tested again. Probation. You know, when I got hired on as an armed security guard back in 2009, for the first 6 months that I was employed there, I was on what they called probation. You know, I was watched. I was tested. I could be fired, you know, if I messed up. Amen. So let's you and I, let's you and I be faithful. Amen. Be faithful in our works for the Lord. All right. And then lastly, let me zoom in there again. Lastly, number 5. An eternity glorifying Christ. So wherever he is, and his glory is manifested, the body of Christ will be there testifying of God's grace and glory. So, you know, some they want to limit the eternal home of the redeemed to the New Jerusalem. But with with all the universe being at peace with God, people populating outer space forever, how could it be that our existence will be limited to a 1,500 mile wide, long, and high city? As glorious as that sounds, amen. Now, there's indications, you know, of the New Jerusalem being for Israel, then for the body of Christ, okay? In Revelation 21, let's look at that. Revelation 21. All right, and then let's look at verses 12 and 14 there. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And then verse 14, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. All right, so there you have it. Okay, those are the destinations of the body of Christ. Meeting with Jesus Christ in the clouds, judgment seat of Christ, marriage supper of the Lamb, a reign with Christ on earth, and eternity glorifying Christ. Amen. All right, I'll go ahead and I'll stop right there. Thank you so very much for being with us today. Thank you for your prayers for us, our families, our ministries. Until next time, God bless you.